Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Your ultimate tech guide to Super Bowl Sunday.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And increasingly, technology obviously changes the way we consume media. Most certainly the biggest sports game of the year. This year, now more than ever, quite possibly. And joining us with the ultimate guide to the tech essentials, every piece of technology you need for Super Bowl Sunday, is the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. Hi, Nathan.
Hey.
So where to start? Let's bring Amazon's Alexa into this as we do everything these days. How can we expect Alexa to join us in our Super Bowl festivities this year?
Well, a good way to think about Alexa is the place to start if you're going to prepare for the big game. So basically, she's really great. This is Amazon's, AI, a voice-controlled assistant built into their Echo speakers. She's really great for the basics, like who's playing in the Super Bowl, who's favored to win the Super Bowl, team stats. What I really like is that she can also throw out some trivia questions, some football jokes, and some smack talk. So if you want to say something like, Alexa, give me a Patriots burn, or Alexa, give me a Falcons burn, it'll suggest basically, fun, PG things that you can say to your friends about, their team, being full of themselves or that sort of thing. So it's pretty great.
That's funny. And I want to give proper due to Siri. With all of this Alexa talk, Siri is getting some neglect lately. Does she have any answers for us? Should we inquire about Super Bowl affairs?
Oh, yeah. Siri's got the basics down, too. She can also tell you, what time the game's at, what channel it's on, who's playing. She can go a little bit further and offer you some detail on, who's playing in the halftime show, things like that. And if you have an Apple TV, you can actually use Siri to tune into the game. There's a Fox Sports Go app, which will have it, and you can stream the game for free using that app on Apple TV. And you just say, Siri, let's watch the Super Bowl. She'll get you to the right channel. And if it's too early, a little text box will pop up saying, the Falcons and the Patriots aren't going to play until whatever time, and that sort of thing. And if you don't have that app installed, it's a free app. It's easy to install on your Apple TV. But this will also work with, pay TV services such as PlayStation View and those sorts of things. So that's pretty much how Siri is going to be able to work with you on Apple TV, on your iPhone. It's kind of the same thing as prepping you for the game, but she can go a little bit more detailed with comparing stats between specific players, which can be really helpful if you're in that debate between your friends as to who's the better quarterback, Tom Brady from the Patriots or Matt Ryan from the Falcons.
Good to know. So let's talk social media, because that's always poised to blow up as it does with these major events. What do we need to know? How will social media dedicate itself to livening things up this Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah, well, if you're, a really dedicated fan of either team playing, Twitter and Periscope are apps definitely to check out. Twitter owns Periscope, so they're actually going to be filming a lot of video of both teams, the Patriots and the Falcons, as they prepare for the game.
Okay.
And that can include stuff from them talking to the media, to them, in the locker rooms and kind of, doing whatever it is that they do before the game actually is played. And there's a lot of festivities and a lot of events for them to show up at. Those videos are going to be on Periscope and Twitter's proper app. Inside of the Twitter app, there's a section called Explore, and they're going to have videos and photos and news stories and all sorts of content that's basically curated and being shared on that social network for you to check out related to the Super Bowl. That stuff will be under the hashtag Super Bowl, Patriots, Falcons, and football. And it's, you'll see it. There's a dedicated section to it right there as well. Facebook Messenger is taking an actually a Snapchat-like approach by celebrating the Super Bowl by adding basically filters for your photos and videos that you share with friends in the messaging app. So there's going to be a virtual mask that looks like a football helmet. There's going to be some falling football effects and filters that you can use for your photos and videos. And you can even virtually paint your face in team colors or some gridiron-style eye black. So that's pretty great. If you want to use that, you just open up the camera inside of the app, and there's a little smiley face icon, and then you can swipe through your different options. They're under the label The Big Game. And Snapchat will be curating video from, people watching the game all over the place on the day of as well.
Gotcha. Now, speaking of virtual, what's cool to see is virtual reality make its way into everyday life more and more. Can we get some of that happening for the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. This is actually going to be technically the first time that the Super Bowl's ever had a virtual reality component to it. Mm-hmm. Fox Sports, which is broadcasting the game, they're going to be taking highlights from the game in near real time and putting those into their Fox Sports VR app. Now, this app is available on both iPhone handsets and Android phones, and it will work with the Google Cardboard VR Viewer, which a lot of people have. And if you have a Samsung phone, this app is also available for Samsung's Gear VR headset. So those are a couple of great options. You can't watch the game as it's happening live in VR yet, but you can see these replays. And it'll actually show them to you as though you're in kind of a suite that looks kind of like something you find in a stadium itself. So it's kind of an intriguing view.
Yeah. We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles about the tech essentials for Super Bowl Sunday. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thank you for listening. So, I mean, you know, we kind of ran the gamut here. We went on social media, talked to our virtual assistants, dabbled with some VR. So last on the tech hit list is Uber. How are they getting in on the game?
Well, you know, let's be real. If you're going to a Super Bowl party, for some people that means eating a lot of snacks. For some people that means having a lot of drinks, you know, different things like that. So Uber wants to make sure that folks get home safe. And, of course, that's what their business is. That's how they make their money. They've teamed up with Mothers Against Drunk Driving and Tostitos. And if you have any Tostitos product, whether it's a bag of chips or some dip or whatever, they'll give you a $10 credit on Super Bowl Sunday towards your ride home. The way that that works is you have to take the last five digits of the UPC. It's the little number under the barcode on the back of a product. And you put that code into the promo code section of the Uber app. And you can find that under the payments tab. So that'll save you some money on getting home safe, which definitely, everyone listening, get home safe on Super Bowl Sunday if you decide to party it up.
Right, and there you have it. Nathan, thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
That will wrap up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.